Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson!
To catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I am joined by my host, Nader. We are the Fantasy Advice Bros, bringing you NBA fantasy playoff news you can use for week 25 of the NBA season. And Nader, it's been a fun season. It's everybody's last week in weekly fantasy. Before we talk about players that they can use, as you've been giving out some great news all year, we just completed an app. Draft using the draft.com app. Promo code RTNBA3 nets you a $3 first-time deposit. Again, promo code RTNBA3 nets you a first-time $3 deposit. And Nader, you were in a five-round, six-player, six-team draft, snake draft, and you had the last pick, and that means you got back-to-back picks. Do you want to tell us who you ended up getting?
Yeah, I was able to end up getting Damian Lillard as well as Nikola Jokic. There was a lot of good players tonight and a good slate of games tonight, and the big dogs are playing tonight. So it happened to be an advantage to me to get that sixth pick, to get a nice back-to-back one, because after those top six, seven guys, it started to drop off.
So we're doing this on a Friday night, and you usually advocate when we use the draft.com app that you take a look at forwards first, because forwards are always the thinnest, followed by center, and then guards end up lying out late. Did you feel like that strategy worked for you again here?
At this point, I took the two best players because with Lillard and Jokic there, they just were clearly above everybody else. So I wasn't going to pass on that. I was able to get a couple good forwards right after that. I did go forward mentality right after it. Went with Aaron Gordon and Torian Prince, who's been killing it at the forward spot. So I ended up working to my advantage this one with some of the forwards dropping who are lesser names, but have been playing great.
Okay, very good. So it is week 25 of the NBA season, and anybody who's left in NBA fantasy, it's your championship week, and this will be our last official NBA fantasy advice that we are putting out.
Tears.
It is. Tears and tissues. And it's been a long, fun season. I've been knocked out. You just recently got knocked out.
Let's not talk about that. It was a rough season. Rough season, but yeah, I did get knocked out.
Looks like your brother still has a good shot, and somebody else from our league are going head-to-head. And, folks, let's see if we can help out your teams if you still need it. You have a list of names to help the people. I'll let you kick it off.
Yes. First couple of names that I'd like to mention are must-adds for the week due to situation right now. The first one, I think, is an absolute must. We haven't mentioned him before, but an injury made him available now, and that's going to be Quinn Cook of the Golden State Warriors. Last week, he wasn't mentioned because Curry was supposed to return, and he did briefly for three quarters. And once he got hurt again, Quinn Cook became such a great player for them, and he's playing unbelievable right now, putting close, I want to say, 30 points per game at this point, if not close to it, and could carry your team to a championship if he is on your roster with Curry out till for the rest of the season.
So Quinn Cook, 49% owned, point guard for the Warriors, and on the season was averaging just under 13 fantasy points. Last week, averaged 30. The week before, 32.
There you go.
He's averaging 35 minutes, and it's because of the injury bug in the Warriors land. So Quinn Cook, fantastic to own. I know we had talked about Nick Young out there, but that's before the big four were down, but now that the big four are down.
Well, Nick Young is still playing well, but now with Durant returning and Young going back to the bench, Cook will continue that starting role.
That's
and he's
going to
feed off all those. Yes.
Yep. So Quinn Cook has to be the top hot pickup of the week and likely going to take you to a championship because he's averaging 30 points, which is really what second, third round value guys are giving at this point.
Yeah, which would be a huge addition for your championship week.
Fantastic. Love it. Next.
Another one we've mentioned before will be a huge addition to your championship week. We've talked about Trey Burke here before, point guard for the Knicks. Obviously, they're tanking and he's benefiting. He is a scorer by trade and does a little bit of everything else, but he's been absolutely killing it. and recommended to pick him up for your championship week.
So good timing on Trey Burke as Michigan is entering the Final Four.
Yes, he feels it right now.
Former Wolverine. So he's only 41% owned. We've talked about him on a few different podcasts. Season was only averaging 19 fantasy points. Last week, averaged 34. The week before that, 29. And folks, the Knicks are dumpster fire. They're straight losing. And they don't care to win. It's complete youth movement for them. And Trey Burke's minutes are through the roof, and that's really what's doing it. And he is a very good scorer. He was at Michigan, and he's been since he got drafted from day one. That's his shtick. 34 points is what he averaged this week and likely going to average next week as well. Like it. Next.
Next, a name we've continued to talk for a while due to opportunity and no one there. And now another opportunity just presented itself. And we're going to go Reggie Bullock, shooting guard, small forward for the Pistons. News just came out that Blake Griffin is out for a week or so. So there's really no scoring on a team. Reggie Jackson's back, but not playing his full slate of minutes just yet. Reggie Bullock's the one playing the 35 minutes a game or whatever, and now has more shot attempts with Blake Griffin out. I would say go out and grab him if you could.
Yep, so the Blake Griffin news just came out today. It's Friday, so that means for week 25 of the NBA season, Blake Griffin will not be playing. And the biggest beneficiary of it is Reggie Bullock, who plays shooting guard and small forward. Last week averaged 21 fantasy points, the week before 22, even with Reggie Bullock back. Reggie Bullock not playing his full slate of minutes, as Nader had mentioned. Reggie Jackson not playing his full slate of minutes, as you had mentioned. Reggie Jackson looks pretty decent. You can tell he's getting the rust out of himself, but that's going to take a lot more time.
Yeah. That would be Reggie Jackson could be a possible add as well, but without his full slate of minutes yet, I wouldn't trust him in a championship.
Right, lacks the upside.
Correct.
But Reggie Bullock it is. I like it. Next on your list.
Somebody, we've talked about the Nets a lot this year, and we've talked about Caris LeVert a lot this year. He's back from injury fully. He's been playing pretty well for a while now, shooting guard, small forward over there. I think he actually has point guard designation as well, too. So he has three positions for you. He's been playing fairly well. Those Nets, and really no need to tank. They're playing extremely hard. They don't own their own first-round pick. But Caris LeVert just playing that good and getting on the court. So he definitely should be added to your roster for a nice week. For your championship
week. Caris LeVert of the Nets, 38% owned, averaging 21 fantasy points last week, 22 the week before, and his minutes are up. And to your point, the beauty of LeVert is he plays three positions, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, and that's very helpful. The Nets are scoring a ton of points again, even with their full roster. The problem with them is they're still tinkering a lot with that lineup. It's pretty difficult to always know who's going to be the top scorer of the night, but LeVert's pretty consistent with 20-plus fantasy points, and we always talk about the waterline being 17. So
the best part with LeVert out of all of them, he fills up the stat sheet for you, so his floor is a little bit higher than, let's say, a Dinwiddie, Russell, and others, because they are more scorers or pass-first guys. He fills up the stat sheet with the rebounds, assists, and steals that will help your fantasy team.
Okay, I like. Next.
Let's discuss Willie Cauley-Stein, center for the Kings. I think it's official now that Zeebo is just not playing at all. And of the two bigs between him and Scale, I think Cauley-Stein for your championship week will be trusted more if you want to go out and grab him and put him on your roster for the week. He's shown it early in the season. He's shown it throughout the entire year when he plays without Zeebo, and that's Zach Randolph. And Zach Randolph's been missing a lot of games. I think they basically might shut him down for a year. Get Willie Cauley-Stein in your lineup for the week of the championship.
Okay, Willie Cauley-Stein is actually 67% owned. It sounds like people are already on the train, so I'll keep it short. Last week averaged 24 fantasy points, the week before 20. Really, Sacramento's been a dumpster fire all season, but Zeebo had a red hot streak. But Willie Cauley-Stein as a PFC has been picking up good minutes with Zeebo's healthy DNP CD coach's decision, did not play. Worth a look because he's still available in 33% of leagues. I like. Next.
Next, we're going to jump into some four-game ads that can really take your team to the next level for championship week.
Before we do that, yes. Were you going to mention Tyler Ulis of the Phoenix Sun?
I was not actually going to mention Tyler Ulis of the Phoenix Sun.
So can I tell you about Tyler Ulis this week? So Tyler Ulis of the Phoenix Suns is only 9% owned, point guard, youth movement on a crappy team. But this last week, he averaged 25 fantasy points. On the season, was only averaging 13, and it's really simple with him. His minutes are through the roof. And it started around mid-March. Around March 20th, he was getting 15-plus minutes. Now he's up to about 30. And he's been killing it. He's taken full advantage of his opportunity. Just want to throw that out there to the people. Tyler Ulis, only 9% owned. I don't know too much about him. I've only seen him in the highlights. I've never really watched him, but Phoenix has been a dumpster fire all year.
So Ulis did this similar thing last year once they went into extreme tank mode at the end of the year. He played very well at the end of the year. His minutes have been very inconsistent all year, but with the injury of Booker out basically all the time, and I don't think he's going to return this season due to the fact that they're losing, he could continue to show his production. The only thing that scares me about Ulis is they had a tendency to bench him a lot throughout the year due to play and everything, so they could be rotating or using it. He could continue to see the minutes. It just kind of scares me because you don't want that random 1 10-minute game in a championship week.
Yeah, that would be bad. So I would say roster him, and if you want it upside, put him in. If
as long as Booker doesn't play, I'd imagine he gets 30-plus minutes, which I don't think Booker played the rest of the season. But yeah, he's had his up and down with the coaching staff and all that. He didn't play for a while throughout the season, and now he's getting like 30-some minutes. Yeah. So that's the only thing that might scare me during your championship week. You don't want a guy to all of a sudden be benched or play only 10 minutes because the coach had something with him.
Okay, so that was a little point guard advice there. So 4 game weeks. Let's do it. What do you got?
4 game weeks. The first one I mentioned, I'm not sure why he's not fully owned, and it confuses me. It's Marcus Morris of the Boston Celtics. There's some other teammates I would mention, but they're heavily owned. Marcus Morris needs to be owned. I want to say he's in a 40% range or higher.
You said the Boston's Marcus Morris.
Marcus, yes.
Okay, yeah, he's 44% owned. There you go.
And he's been absolutely killing it lately, and especially without Kyrie out for the rest of the regular season, he will help. And he's got a 4-game week.
He does. I think there might be some hesitancy on him because he didn't play on Wednesday and he's still day-to-day right now. But your point is that the Boston Celtics lineup is just in shambles with the injury bug, very similar to the Golden State Warriors. Correct. And Morris is getting a ton of minutes, and in his run when he is on the court, last week averaged 32 minutes, the week before 28 minutes, for the month 27.
Yeah.
Fantasy points, which is fantastic. So he's taken full advantage of his opportunity. I was watching him a couple nights ago as they came back from behind to beat the Utah Jazz. I was shocked they came back, but Morris looked really good. I'm sorry, it was the game before that against Phoenix. My bad. He wasn't a part of that comeback against Utah. But he looks really good when he's playing. 44% owned, to your point, should be more, especially while it's a championship week. I like it. Next.
Next one is, we've talked about him a couple times, again, taking advantage of a tanking team right now, and that's Mario Hezonja. What a 4-game week. He's playing good, not great right now, but he's getting minutes. He's getting run, and early in the season when he got that run, he played extremely well. I say he's worth a 4-game add to give you the extra game that you'd have over somebody else for the week.
Heck yeah, he is. He's a shooting guard, small forward for the Orlando Magic. He's only 25% owned, and last week he averaged 33 fantasy points.
There you go.
The week before was 21, but it's simple. His minutes have almost doubled.
Yeah.
Depends on the game. But his minutes are up, and he's playing really, really well right now. This is the type of pickup that really helps your roster at the end of the season. This to me, just looking at it on the surface, looks like a Cook-type pickup for the Warriors.
And especially with a 4-game week, it can really help you out, guys.
Totally agree. Love it. Next.
Again, mentioned before on this podcast, and it's Dwayne Dedman of the Atlanta Hawks, center for them. Basically, no one's playing. Schroeder's not getting any minutes. All their good players aren't playing, and they don't have many centers in that roster. So Dedman's getting a good amount of run. He is playing extremely well. The center position could be thin in fantasy. With a 4-game slate, I want to say 20 to 25 range he's averaging right now. I think he'll be well worth it for you to grab and put in your lineup for a 4-game slate.
Yep. So Dwayne Dedman, somebody we've talked about several times on this podcast since Ilya Sova got cut from the Hawks over 2 months ago. He gets a double-double almost every night, or if not a double-double, very close to a double-double, very close to 30-some-odd minutes a night. He has been great for the Hawks, even though the Hawks have been a dumpster fire all year. Don't judge their record based on his play. Him and Tyrone Prince have been great fantasy pickups, even though their teams are no good. And was Prince next on the list?
Prince was. I think he's a little bit in the 60s range.
66 now, so 66. People have caught on.
They've caught on. Tyrone Prince, I was hesitant to talk about him because they've caught on. But, I mean, if he's available, how in the world is he not picked
up? Yeah, so I want to give Nader credit. Nader all season's been giving you people to Rowan Prince, and just to say, last week averaged 34 fantasy points, 31 the week before. He's averaging 31 on the month. I mean, the guy's killing it. It's real simple with him.
That's the reason I picked him up for our daily today.
I like it. 4-game week for him as well. Good. Next.
Next, Yogi Ferrell of the Dallas Mavericks right now. A lower-end pickup. JJ Barea is out. Dirk's been in and out. Wes Matthews out for the year. He's going to get some uptick in his minutes recently. It's going to be this one's a little bit more of a riskier one because with Dennis Smith Jr. playing. But when Yogi Ferrell does get minutes, he tends to produce. And with a 4-game slate coming up with JJ Barea out, I would go ahead and take that risk with Yogi Ferrell.
So Ferrell only 17% owned, 2 positions, point guard, shooting guard. And last week averaged 19 fantasy points, the week before 22. And your point is well taken. When his minutes are there, his fantasy points are there. When his minutes are a little bit low, they're a little bit on the low end of the averaging 17, 18, 19 fantasy points, which is a little rough. But if you're looking for some point guard, shooting guard help, and he's playing a 4-game week, which helps.
Exactly. So even if he's around that 17 to 18 with an upside of 25, I think it's worth it, especially with the 4-game streak. If you get that 25 plus for 4 straight games, that's over 100 points for the week and could help you in a week.
Okay. I like it. Next.
And the final name I want to pick up happens due to an injury, and I think is a must add due to the position, is Rashawn Holmes of the 76ers. Y'all had their sad news of Embiid being out and could potentially miss the first round of the playoffs. But for fantasy purposes, we don't care too much about that. He's missing the fantasy championship week. To get a good substitute for him, Rashawn Holmes is the center that will start for them. And I think in the 1 game that he started for him, he had a pretty darn good week. I want to say close to 28 fantasy points in Yahoo format. And I think he needs to be added for your championship week just to help ease the loss of Joel Embiid.
So for those of us who don't live in the Philly market and aren't sure who this Rashawn Holmes guy is, he's only 20% owned, and in his last game that he played, 22 minutes, 23 fantasy points. Before that, it was single-digit minutes, so it's really hard to see, but you're basically saying he's filling in for Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid is Joel Embiid. He's not Joel Embiid, but
not replace what
from
he
a
does.
Fantasy perspective,
it can help alleviate the loss. He will get you rebounds, blocks, and occasional scoring here and there, but he'll give you something where his floor is high enough where it won't be it's going to be a loss regardless. Embiid, let's face it, was a first-round talent this year.
Yes. So this Rashawn Holmes, R-I-C-H-A-U-N, Holmes, is looking to average for you next week. We say in the low 20-some-odd fantasy point
range. I'd
say
he'd be about 25 points per game for you for the
mid.
Week.
So that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's pretty
solid. He's not Embiid's 40, but, I mean, it's mid. You're not going to get that first-round value from anybody in the free agency right now. If you're able to get a Rashawn Holmes at least to ease it in a 4-game week as well, that will help you out this week.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I think that covered a whole lot of 4-game slates. Guys that need to immediately be picked up. For those of you that are left that were lucky enough to survive into the NBA Finals or Super Bowl, whatever you want to call it, for the last matchup in the week 25 of the NBA season. Nader, it's been a long NBA season.
Definitely long is the word.
The actual NBA playoffs are right around the corner. They start in a few weeks, and this will be our last official NBA weekly fantasy podcast. Hope to come back with some additional news for you people very soon. Nader, I had a lot of fun. I appreciate all the time and effort and dedication you put into this, and I hope to do it again with you soon.
Definitely had a blast. Thank you for the season.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Presented by Gabber Media.